Cenotaphs, From Much Slower Than Light, by Carolyn Clink. It's a miracle that anything rises up from the scorched and barren land that had been Canada. Somehow, quite unintentionally, we'd left a string of grave markers, tombstones for the true north. In Vancouver, former Lotus Land, there's still a lookout at the Harbour Center Tower. No one's left to use the observation deck. Then again, there's nothing to observe. It is still raining. The curving roof of the Saddle Dome leans against the Calgary Tower. The Olympic flame died when the oxygen was sucked out of the city. The view of the Rockies is, of course, glorious. Toronto's CN Tower is the tallest of all. Its sundial shadow tracks across a wind-swept landscape of fused steel, shattered glass, and the once great lake. There is no place to stand, and nothing grows. In Montreal, Maisonneuve's cross on Mont-Royal defends a patch of land from the poisoned St. Lawrence, whose acid waters have almost filled the crater. Floods submerge the remains of man and his world. Our home and native land ends at Cape Spear, Newfoundland, anchored in rock so old it predates the fossil record. The lighthouse's blind eye searches in vain across the once again sterile gray ocean. BC, the prairies, Ontario, Quebec, the Maritimes, caught in the crossfire of former superpowers, the cultural mosaic became a melting pot. CP rails ran like quicksilver. Cenotaphs first appeared in Transversions, Volume 2, Number 2, 1996.